It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, boys and girls, you are listening to Fox News Radio, and this is Ben Domenech. I am happy to be joined by my friend Lucas Tomlinson for a conversation that is unique in the sense that I know that you listeners are used to me talking about politics and foreign policy and everything that's going on in the world, and I am actually I'm pulling rank here. I'm having a conversation with Lucas today about something that I care deeply about, and that is the Washington football team, the Redskins, the Commanders, the R words, the C words, however you want to refer to them, and also the future of football, because I think there's a lot of things that come out of this that are related to football generally. Lucas, you have the luxury of coming to us today from the great city of Las Vegas, an incredible city, a testament to American ingenuity. Tell me a little bit about where you're staying and why you're out there.
Well, Ben, it's great to join you. It's a real honor, and I agree. Let's put politics and the war in the Middle East on hold for a second. Let's talk about something that's near and dear to both of us, and that's our love for the Washington Commanders. I'm in Las Vegas with President Biden. He came here for campaign stop, and while he will not be anxiously awaiting election returns in the primary tomorrow, let's not forget that he only won Nevada by about 2 points back in 2020. Mm-hmm. So I'm here with the president, with Fox. He flies out later, but this is, of course, home of Super Bowl 58. It's a rematch from 2020, Chiefs and 49ers, and some think it'll be a presidential rematch as well this year.
So can I ask you just off the bat, you know, is Biden doing anything, you know, to celebrate his likely success within that Nevada contest? You know, is he going down to the Bellagio and throwing chips around? Are you expecting to see him at the roulette tables? What's the plan there?
Well, the schedule's a bit light today. Perhaps some late sleepers for the president. He'll be flying out later. Nothing on the schedule today. But last night he spoke at a campaign rally. He wants 2020 starts now. It's not just about the primary. But I don't think we'll see him at the crafts table. But I'm also not sure he's going to be placing any futures bets, perhaps on himself or on maybe the Nationals or the Commanders to make the playoffs.
Well, I would actually be curious. That's a good question. I wonder how he would respond to that. Who are you betting on in the Super Bowl? I would assume, just given the dynamic there, that he would probably say that he's betting on the Chiefs just because of the politics involved. You know, you're more likely right to sort of have a swing state dynamic there. Can I ask you, when you have to get the terrible assignment, Lucas, of going out to Las Vegas versus going to Iowa or going to New Hampshire,
Wilmington,
you know, et cetera, how do you try to sell that to the Fox travel team of like the best possible situation for yourself? You know, I need to be in this casino because trust me, it's safe. It's it's the best place for me to be. how do you go about that?
The harder sell is actually at home, Ben, with my wife and kids. You know, it's like, oh, I have to go to Las Vegas. Wait, what? This is not quite the Acela up to Wilmington or going out to Rehoboth Beach or some of the other spots or Valley Forge where the president spoke recently. Staying at the Cosmopolitan, great hotel here in Las Vegas.
Very, very, very good hotel, and mm-hmm. and has some great restaurants in it.
Great restaurants. It's sampled a few.
Yeah, I encourage you to partake of it as much as possible because this is going to be a pretty slummy 2024 election season, as far as I can tell, when it comes to traveling around.
You know, I woke up early at about 3:30 local, and I was like, you know what? I should just get down there and just hit the table a little bit and just, you know, let's have a proper warm up here.
You know, I'm a fan of the Cosmo. I'm a fan of the Aria. I'm a fan of the Nomad at the MGM in particular.
That's Las Vegas veteran here.
Yeah, no, that's I'm going to tell you a story, Lucas, that is literally the best story that I have in life, which is I was staying at the Nomad at the MGM in Las Vegas during the Lady Gaga residency. The concierge there happens to be a friend of my wife, knew her from New York, said, you know, hey, come down to the library, the jazz club that they have there, you know, and we'll have, and there's this special show that they do late at night. And sure enough, we end up down there and it's like 200 people maybe in a room. And it's clearly like the room that performers come to after they're done performing. Like it's like where they end up kind of at the end of the day. And he said, well, sometimes, you know, if Gaga's feeling up for it, you know, she comes in. So we're sitting there and this nice old New Jersey guy and his wife come over and they start talking to my wife about how much they're fans of her and they support her. And we pretty quickly figure out that they are Gaga's parents. And
wow.
and
he comes on Fox here and there.
Yeah, he does. And so I'm not starstruck. I'm like the opposite of starstruck. I think it's the reason that I'm married to my wife in part. Like I just don't have that kind of, you know, hesitancy around famous people. But there's only one bar in this setup, and you have to go up to it to order drinks. And so I'm doing the due diligence of going up and getting, you know, champagne for my wife and drinks for her friends, bringing them back to the table. And while I'm up there, I see this guy kind of very desperately trying to buy a drink for another person. And he's doing so unsuccessfully. Like the bartender is saying, she doesn't want the drink. You know, it's not, this is not what she wants. This is, and the guy's a little, you know, into it in his cups. And he backs away eventually. And I say to the bartender, what was this guy trying to do? And the bartender said, oh, he was trying to buy a drink for Lady Gaga. And he points and she's at the other end of the bar. And I said, well, why was that not working? And he says, well, she doesn't drink rosé. She only drinks whiskey. And I said, well, whatever she drinks, can I buy that right now for her? And he said, of course. And so he takes down a glass of Jameson neat to Lady Gaga, who raises it
Catholic
up.
Catholic whiskey.
And just like gives me a nod. And honestly, Lucas, that's the coolest thing I've ever done in my life. I'm never going to top it. Cool. It's the best.
Did she give you a little salute? A little like
yes, 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 yes. It's fantastic. So
that's
anyway,
cool.
Yeah. So when you first heard that Washington was hiring Dan Quinn, how did you feel about that?
I don't think anybody in Washington was jumping up and down about the hire. Ben, let's be quite honest. You know, he was our third choice after Ben Johnson said he was staying in Detroit, and we lost out on McDonald to the Seahawks. But you know what? I've come around quickly. This is going to be a very bullish assessment. When I heard from Micah Parsons at the Pro Bowl, the Flag Football Bowl, whatever it's called now, speaking highly of him, when I heard from Logan Paulson, former tight end for the Commanders and Redskins, when he played under Dan Quinn in Atlanta, and he said it was the best year I had in professional football, my 10 years in. When you started looking at the numbers of what Quinn did for the Cowboys, first of all, I think it's nice to have somebody from the inside coming over.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good to take away from your enemy, you know, as much as you can.
Sure, sure. We like that. When you hear that, let's face it, you know, it feels like you have to be a player's coach these days, you know, the old hard ass that doesn't seem to work anymore. And so when you heard all these players waxing poetic about him, I was like, you know what? All right. You know, let's face it, the coaching search, Ben, is kind of like dating, right? You know, these things aren't always perfectly timed. You might be brokenhearted about someone, but then all of a sudden, you know, let's not forget about, you know, Shakespeare here. We don't have to go down that path too much, but, you know, you all of a sudden, boom, you know, there's our new coach. So I'm excited about it. Obviously, the offensive coordinator hire was critical because Quinn being a defensive guy. And now with the hire of Cliff Kingsbury, I think there's reasons to be really excited. You know, Kingsbury coached Pat Mahomes in college. I mean, he had he's a former head coach. You have two former head coaches now, or Quinn being the head coach now.
So I have to have another story for you. I was watching the NFL draft, as I always do. And, you know, during the COVID year, there was that weirdness of, like, you know, having all these cameras within people's houses. And so I was watching, as Andy Reid was on, like, at pick number 32. And my wife comes into the room and she's looking at him and she's like, what is this guy? Like, what's going on with him? He's got this giant, you know, frozen Kansas City Chiefs mug. And this big walrus mustache. And she's like, who is this walrus man? And I said, he's the best coach in the NFL right now.
Right.
And then it goes from that to Cliff Kingsbury sitting in his porn studio pad. I mean, respectfully calling it that, you know, in his velour slippers, you know, sort of. And she said, is that guy a good coach? And I said, no, he's not. and I see he's a little distracted by Scottsdale. And she's like, oh, I know someone who had sex with him. And so look, my attitude is this. I love this pairing. I love it. And the reason that I love it is that, like, Quinn, people forget, Quinn was, like, probably one of the biggest, you know, sort of big deals in terms of hiring right after the Seahawks run that they had.
Yeah. Legion of Doom.
Yeah. And he's not, in other words, he's not an incompetent coach.
No.
It feels a little bit like the Norv Turner hiring in sort of taking him from, you know, the Dallas experience.
Right.
And it's a bit of a retread and that kind of thing. But you know what? My point is simply this. I think he's a better coach. He's a better coach than Ron Rivera. And I'm very much convinced of that. And he's more current. But pairing him with Cliff is a genius, but he's also like a bad head coach. Like, he's just not cut out to be the top of the tier. He's an innovator and, like, a great OC, and he's a little weird and funky and that kind of thing. And he's gotten the best out of Johnny Manziel and out of Mahomes and out of, you know, all these different quarterbacks that he's had under him in this air raid. Yeah. All these air raid offense guys.
Right.
But, like, removing the responsibility for personnel and, like, and like managing a team from him while also having him, I think that's great. I think it's a perfect sort of approach to a rebuilding team that wants to do innovative and fun things in the offensive scheme, you know. And to me, like, as much as I was like, you know, Quinn's a fallback kind of a thing, and I'm sure both of us would, you know, would have been gung-ho for Ben Johnson, this is actually a really good setup for them, I feel like.
There's no question. And also pairing him with Adam Peters, our new general manager, who helped build this 49ers team that just arrived here in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl. He's had tremendous success in his career. Another young guy, by the way, who was at the airport. I thought that was a nice touch of class when Dan Quinn arrived in Washington out in Dulles. Like, he was there to greet him and brought his wife. And, you know, it was great. I think, you know, good things. I'm also very optimistic. I mean, like, hey, new owners, the second overall pick in the draft, about $80 million in cap space, a bunch of draft picks out of two. Kingsbury, you like his ability. And by the way, let's not forget to share where he came from. He comes from USC, where he coached Caleb Williams. A lot of talk about, does this mean Caleb is going to come to Washington? Of course, a Gonzaga high school product. He went to high school right down the street from the D.C. Bureau on North Capital Street.
Yeah, you know, so I got to ask you, have you seen That Gonzaga DeMatha clip, have you watched that again from like 5 years ago? The 43 or 46, 43, whatever it is, the insane comeback that he had. I don't know if you've seen it, but it will get you charged up, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, so, is this the next Mahomes? That's the big question. Is this he certainly projects that way. Not loving when I hear the father talk about partial ownership in a team wherever he goes to.
No,
I, you
know, that's a
little red flag.
I don't want any of that RG3 family business stuff coming into this.
No, although I blame the Shanahan more for RG3. But yes, I agree with you 100%. All these things we're talking about, new GM, new head coach, new OC, defensive coordinator now hired, also taken from the Cowboys, cap space, second overall pick. I tell you, you saw the picture at the UNC Duke game. That was interesting.
Drake May is a lot taller than Sam Howell. Right. That's what I took away from that picture.
Yeah. That's what I took away. But also, is this the next Mitch Trubisky or is this the next Joe Montana, Johnny Unitas?
You know, yeah. So let me ask you about Kalen Williams. So here's my problem. I'm always skeptical of the idea that, you know, you can trade up and get a much better quarterback than you would have gotten at your position. And I'm not saying that out of like, you know, it has happened. Obviously it happened with Eli. Okay. Right. Though I would argue that Philip Rivers easily could have won a Super Bowl with the Giants. Like, I mean, he's a phenomenal quarterback, but like there is this idea that Kingsbury coming in, all the other shifts that they're making equate to Washington is going to bet the farm on moving up for Kalen Williams, trading with the Bears, et cetera. I got to be honest. I really hope they don't do that. I think
I agree.
And that's not
Look
and I'm
at Carolina.
Not, I'm not sold. I'm not sold on, you know, Drake May, but it's more that like you're betting all of this on one player. You know, who's a good player. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't think he's a bust. It's more like, look at the Carolina situation and say, wouldn't you rather, you know, keep your picks, you know, not have to, I mean, they've got this extra one because they traded Montez to the Bears, you know, in the second round. I mean, do you have a strong opinion on this? I don't know if you're a college football fan or if you've watched these games, but
These are two sports fans talking here. We're doing great. One name we haven't talked about is Jane Daniels from LSU. Yes. I'm a little partial. My wife is an Ole Miss alumnus. You know, I love
fantastic.
The SEC. I love the SEC. So,
Jaden. I mean, Jaden could be Lamar. I mean, he could be
CJ Stroud. We would be happy with CJ Stroud.
Yeah, I mean, he's an incredible talent. So, I mean, you've got those quarterbacks. Who would you take?
Right now, I'm leaning towards Jaden Daniels just because he's an exceptional athlete. We've seen what he can do, not just with his legs, but with his arms. He comes from a great system there in LSU with Brian Kelly. He was a phenomenal player this year. And where I get just a little nervous with Drake May is, you know, I know he's, you know, a foot taller than Sam Howell, but UNC, the ACC, I don't know. The ghost of Mitch.
The level
Trubisky,
of competition
thinking,
is not the same.
Right. Yeah. I see. I've gone through the tape just like you. We've studied. And I see some of these narrow openings he's thrown into. And I'm like, would a professional corner pick that off?
Yeah.
You know, that's. But
it's hard to see. I mean, Micah Parsons talked about following Dan Quinn wherever he would go. But Michael Parsons is still going to be on the Dallas Cowboys next year, and he's going to be picking off a lot of those Drake May passes.
I mean, like that he's big. I mean, one of the problems I think in Carolina is young. He's just a little short. You know, these are big guys, fast guys, and I mean, but also like you said, when you mortgage the future for one player, it's tough. And as we're seeing with Brock Purdy, let's talk about the 49ers here.
Yeah.
I mean. He's got the knock on him. He's the 10th best player on the team, whatever. Dude, he's playing in a heck of a system surrounded by incredible athletes. You want to put as many talented guys around the quarterback as you can. And in the Niners' case, going all the way to the Super Bowl because.
More of the Ben Domenech podcast right after this.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
So you have these teams descending on you in Las Vegas who are going to be, you know, rounding around things. I did think it was a very cruel thing that they said that none of these players can even be in a sports book, I guess, until after the game. That's very mean. But I'm curious about your take on this game. It's a, obviously it's a rematch.
Right. 2020.
I'm torn. I will confess, as I've told you offline, that I had a preseason future on the 49ers to win the Super
Bowl. Ooh, so well done.
So
look at the big brain on Ben.
So, but my problem is, I'm now torn because I feel like I'm going up against the younger version of Tom Brady. And like he's gonna figure out a way to do it. I didn't actually lose money. I didn't lose money on the Chiefs Ravens game. But if I had bet that game, I would have lost money because I would have. The Ravens are just a better team. The Lamar Jackson. Phenomenal season. Their defense is incredible. Their offense, you know, under this new design, excellent. You know, the Chiefs is a down team, but then they ran the ball 8 times. Like, what the hell? You know, it just doesn't make any sense. So it's just
head scratching.
Yeah, I mean, I would have lost a lot of money if I had bet that game as aggressively as some other people who I know did, and I look at this Chiefs team, they deserve to be beaten. Like this 49ers team is better, but there's something about Mahomes and this moment. And
no
doubt, you know, and it's not an Illuminati thing. And it's not I'm not turning into Charlie Kirk. You know, this is not some ordained from on high thing, but it does make me feel like they're going to find a way to do this. How do you feel about it?
Well, and yet all I agree with you. And yet when I go to the sports book here, the Niners are 2-point favorite. And you're like, wait a second. If everybody is loving the Chiefs, it is incredible. It's hard to bet against Mahomes because you don't have to go on a limb to say that. The guy, all he does is win. His whole professional career, he's been a winner. And the team, you know, not to bring it back to DC here, but I mean, it reminds me of the 2019 national team. Like when you get hot at the right time, and that's what this whole thing's about. Nobody cares about how they played in September, October. It's about now they're playing at a very high level. And I think it's very hard to bet against the Chiefs.
Are you going to be there during the game or do you have to come home to your family?
Unfortunately not. I do have to get back to the family, although boy, wouldn't that be nice to stay in Las Vegas. A boy can dream, my friend. A boy can dream, and it would be nice if he flew in and we can enjoy it together.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea.
A man can dream.
But look, when you're looking at these teams, obviously there's a star quotient that's different. When you're looking at the two tight ends in particular, Kittle, Kelsey, you know, how do you feel about them and their competitive play? Because I'm trying to figure out a way. I need to hedge my bet. Okay.
Right.
I need to hedge my 49ers future and say, okay, if I feel like the Chiefs are really on this run, you know, is it a player prop for Kelsey?
Go.
Is it something?
It'll be a parlay.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be I'll figure out a way to do it. But like, we are living in this era of excellent tight ends, you know, in terms of the dominance that they have over the sport.
No question.
When you look at that kind of, you know, is there a feeling on your part that like one is particularly better than the other? Because Kelsey, I mean, as great as he's been, as phenomenal as he's been, you know, off the field as much. You know, Kittle is arguably the better tight end in terms of what you want a tight end to do.
Kittle is awesome. There's no question. Although the combination of Mahomes and Kelce, they just broke, that duo just broke Gronk and Tom Brady's record for most touchdowns in the playoffs. They get it done. I mean, Kelce has been arguably the MVP of the playoffs. I mean, he's obviously next to Mahomes, of course. They're dangerous, man. They're so dangerous. They're tough to cover. Now, the Niners' defense is awesome. I'm going to give the edge to Kelce here if pressed.
Okay. I mean, my feeling is just that it's so different in terms of the way that they use these players. And I am a fan of the Shanahan system of the two back, you know, sort of that amazing rhythm that they can develop with their running game. But to be honest, you know, that system hasn't won a lot of Super Bowls recently. You know, it's not been something that has been able to overcome, you know, the challenges presented to them by the other forms of offense. So Lucas, let me ask you this, that just because I know you have the experience now being out there in Vegas during this, you know, so-called contest that is happening, is there any attention being paid out there to politics versus the Super Bowl? Like, do people even know that there's a primary or a caucus going on?
Ben, I'm not sure if they even know the president's in town. Let's be honest here. let's be realistic, okay? This is not like, Gaga performing and, you know, thousands, you know, rushing in to catch a glimpse or to buy a cocktail. I don't think anybody's buying drinks for Joe Biden here. That's just, you know, some window ethnography here, just walking around and sampling the taste. People are here to have fun. People are excited about the Super Bowl. And, you know, really all the acts. I mean, U2, one of my colleagues saw U2 twice.
Twice.
Yeah, that's twice. As if once wasn't good enough, you know?
That's cruel.
Still have no name, but they went twice.
So can I tell you something, Lucas? Yeah. I have started playing the video from that Inside the Sphere performance on YouTube for my daughter, because she loves Sing 2, where they play U2 song repeatedly, and where Bono is like has a cameo, and so she just thinks of it as like connected to that. Are you going to try to get in that sphere?
I have fond memories, Ben, of seeing U2 in the rain at FedEx Field in PG County, and you know, just when you have those wonderful memories as a kid. Short answer is no. Really,
what are the tickets going for? They've got to be ridiculous.
Oh my goodness! Oh, they are ridiculous. I mean, there's some off-market side acts you can try, but you're spending at least $200-$300, and that's for off-market.
I feel like the only way that you should go into that sphere is if you're absolutely high.
We're talking about the seat location.
No, so Lucas, what will you be doing instead?
I'm taking in the sights. I'm actually at the end of the trip. I've enjoyed the tables. I've enjoyed the wonderful delicatessen here in Las Vegas, Ben, as you mentioned with Cosmo earlier. It's great restaurants. Actually went to Old Las Vegas last night.
That's fun.
Oldest steakhouse. You know, guys like us like to kick it old school, right? I mean,
you walk into the places that Dean Martin used to just wander
exactly
into, off the street, very different experience.
Big time. When I look up and see Rat Pack, I know I'm in the right place.
Yeah. All right, Lucas. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking to me about this. I'm very optimistic about this season. I don't think they'll be good right away, and I do feel like they've been so bad for so long that it'll take a couple of years to grind out of it. But I'm more optimistic than I probably should be in terms of I feel like they're making a lot of good moves, and I think that there's going to be I think that there's going to be some competitive games, which is, you know, the thing that I most hope for. I will never forget, you know, walking out of FedEx Field, you know, and walking out of FedEx Field, and also before that, walking out of RFK, you know, and having people around me singing, "Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys," and that's just it's a great feeling, and it's something I hope to feel again.
You have to be excited. You have any blood in your veins, burgundy and gold blood in the veins, you have to be excited. New owner, new GM, new head coach, new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, second overall picks, $80 million in cap space, stretch move, a new stadium coming down the road. That's for another podcast. But there's a lot of reasons to be excited and be a Commanders fan. And hopefully change the name, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean... Come on.
Jonathan Allen was talking about that the other night. He's like, dude, yeah.
It needs to happen. Come on. You know,
Jonathan Allen was in that 2017 draft. I was looking up when Mahomes was taken. That's where we got him.
Oh, that's rough. Mm-hmm. All right. Lucas, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
Ben, it was great.
All right, I'm Ben Domenech. You've been listening to Fox News Radio. We'll be back next week with more to dive back into the fray.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.